Just think about it. All day long, if you're standing, you have these pressure points. If you don't wear the right shoes or if you don't wear insoles, you'll start to develop these calluses under the bottom of your feet. Mm-hmm. And that's what causes a lot of pain. So we have to use a great shoe, and not an expensive shoe, just a shoe with support. I like a shoe that feels good. I love athletic shoes. I was once a teacher where I used to wear heels. But when I became a podiatrist, I went down to my, you know, comfortable shoes. And you can do comfort and being cute at the same time.
The feel is enough to determine if it, I guess that's everything, I suppose.
Yes, yes. You know, don't wear high heels, the stilettos. It's just like that ink pen. You're balancing on that pen, that stiletto. And then you could fall and break your ankle, too. So
does it matter if they're pointed toe shoes or round toes?
I don't like the pointed toe shoes and the round toes. Why? Because your feet have to fit into that shoe. And as you walk, the toes are banging up against that little toe, you know, the closed-in shoe. And I see a lot of patients that will come in and say, oh, my toes are hurting. My nails are hurting. It's because your shoes are a little too tight. And I don't like flip-flops. They are to be worn at the beach. Don't wear them around town and at the malls, okay? You want to wear a shoe, again, with support.
Okay.
So I love ASICS. That's my favorite brand because they provide a lot of support, especially for a pronator and a supinator. So in other words, a person who walks on the inside or the outside of your foot. You have to be very careful and get a shoe where you're going to walk correctly. And buy your shoes in the evening, too.
I saw something about that is good to buy them in the afternoon. Why
yes.
is that?
Your what feet happens? Will swell throughout the day. So if you buy your shoes in the evening when your feet are at their largest, that's what you want to fit your shoe to. And then in the morning, when you wake up, they may be a little large. And then, you know, as you go throughout the day, your foot will swell a little bit.
What really constitutes proper care of your feet?
When you wake up in the morning, sometimes you need to stretch your feet. We call it pull your toes to your nose because there's a muscle at the bottom of your foot called the plantar fascia. And it kind of goes to sleep, too, when you go to sleep. So you want to kind of stretch it out before you step out of bed every morning. And then when you step out of bed, don't walk barefoot. You want to put on a shoe with a little support. And then you wash your feet. That's very important. Wash between the toes because things tend to harbor between the toes. Say socks, you know, you have a little sock between the toes. So wash them. Use a soft soap. Anything that says, if it says moisturizer, and if you put it on it, if it feels soft, I love that. And then you want to moisturize your skin.
Does winter make a difference in how we should care for our feet?
Yes. Okay, because the winter dries out our skin. So you want to put a cream on it. Then if you want to put a nice smelling lotion on top of it, you can.
So then if we had to point to maybe the five most important things that people should remember in caring for their feet.
Number one, stretch. Number two, wash your feet. Number three, wear a great pair of shoes with support. Get some that feel good. So five things again, support. Okay, that's all I can say.
Dr. Wilkerson, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful to meet you.